Hello everybody and welcome to the Alpha Biz Podcast Episode 6. I'm joined here by Shadi. How are you going?
Good, Patrick, and yourself?
Yeah, I'm alright. It's a Friday. I love Fridays. I think it's the best day ever, right before the weekend. And
I'm a bit saddened, mate, that the week's finished and now, you know, work's going to finish. We're going to have to go relax and wind down.
Such a terrible thing.
I know, it's heartbreaking.
Now, a few things, few announcements. We still haven't found a name for our excellent podcast. So we want to hear from you. We want to hear if you have any suggestions.
Yeah, that's it. We're a bit of a blank at the moment. Because, you know, we're shortlisting a few names. But yeah, look, we're not in no real rush to go and put one together. So yeah, it would be nice to come up with a decent name. And the other thing, I can't believe it's already podcast number 6.
Yes, it is. And after all those 5 podcasts, we have actually heard some feedback specifically about our long intro. So you might have heard that this intro was much, much shorter.
Well, it was good getting to the tunes, I suppose, you know. But no, look, it's great to get that kind of feedback and we want to always improve and provide helpful information. We enjoy doing this podcast. It's probably the favorite part of our week. Oh,
yeah, definitely.
And the other thing, we've got a new mic.
Brilliant mic. So, very nice. Yeah, it looks pretty.
Now we just need a studio room, you know. So at the moment, just to paint the picture, we're sitting in our Belmont office. In one of our, you know, rooms, I suppose. And yeah, so sometimes it's a bit of a challenge. We've got planes flying over. But no, Patrick does a good job, you know, trying to take off all that background noise.
Clean it up a little bit.
Yeah. So no, things are getting better.
Very definitely much better. Now, we were speaking of constant improvement. And I suppose one of the constant improvements we can do is on our business.
Yeah.
Because it's always ongoing and things like that. But what we've got in front of us today is something that Myob did that spoke to its clients, I believe, or its customers.
They did a survey.
Yeah.
Yep, a while back. So, and they wanted to know what were they looking for if they were to choose a cloud-based ERP solution? Which of the following characteristics would be important? So they listed 8 important characteristics for an online ERP solution. And we just wanted to go through that with you all today. And we want to start with number 8. But Patrick, before we go into it, was there anything else you wanted to bring up?
Look, I think it's important to bring up that this is Myob's doing. It is specifically centered around Myob Advanced. But I guess we're just going to be comparing it to any other system that's around, like Xero and what's the other one? Natasha?
There's a few out there. But I suppose the important thing is that if you were to go and look for a cloud-based solution, we want to tell you there's the 8 that people find critical when they're looking for something. And we can only compare it with or tell you about Advanced, because that's what we sell and implement. So we're not trying to sound salesy or anything like that. We just want to tell you these are the features that Advanced has. There'll probably be some, you know, limiting points that Advanced has, but you know, we just want to tell you that it's more importantly, it's a characteristic. So let's go through that now, and we'll start with number 8. So people have said that speed of an ERP solution is important. So number 8, you know, the speed. And look, I think that's a given. You don't want to have a system that's going to take a while to load and it's slow processing, you know.
That's right.
So and then what can you do to improve, you know, the speed, or make sure that the system that you're getting has decent speed? And first thing that comes to mind is, I suppose, your internet connection, you know, your bandwidth. Do a speed test and make sure that you've got sufficient bandwidth and you know, good connection.
When you do a speed test, what you want to look out for is not necessarily the download speed, but the ping time, because the ping response is how fast, when you click your button on your screen, is how fast it responds at the other end and then back to you. So if you see 100 ms, that's not too bad at all. If you see 50, that's really good. If you see 10, 15, that's perfect. That is lightning fast. That's almost as fast as just using it on screen.
Yeah, that's right.
But your download speed doesn't have to be humongous. You're not downloading big movies or data or anything like that.
No. And if you look at it, at the end of the day, when you're processing, so you've got the page up and you're typing in information in each field, so nothing's actually required there. It's only when you hit something like process or save that it needs to write a little bit of information back to the server.
That's right. We mentioned in one of our blogs a little while back how much data does cloud accounting systems actually use. And after a few tests, it comes out that things like MIOB or Xero, they use barely any because it's just a couple of megabytes. You could actually use it on your phone or your mobile tablet.
Yeah, that's right. And look, I think the only time that things might take a while to download, if you're running a large report with that has a large data set, if you're downloading a file, you know, just basic common things that would, you know, take a while to download. But the refreshing of the screen, if you've got a decent connection, it should be okay. And there was other things that you should look out for, is like, you know, making sure that your modem, you've got a decent type modem, your infrastructure within your premises, like, you know, decent cables, because that can affect your connection,
that's right,
or your speed.
You've got the Cat 5s, which are just a stock standard, and you've got the Cat 6, which are what everybody should be using now, with NBN on its way. And those cables do give you a better ping.
Yep.
That instant response is better because it's a shielded cable.
Yep.
So I think it's important to really just check, just in case. I mean, I wouldn't rip out a whole wall and change your cables, but if you have them, that's great. That's a plus on the side of in cloud ERP.
Yeah, and this is where it's so important to bring your IT consultant or partner, get them in to make sure that, you know, you do have decent connection, and if you don't, what can be done?
That's right.
And then take it from there.
Because the worst thing is when you pay, you know, however much you pay for a system like this, you get it in and it doesn't perform as you expected. That's just a big disappointment.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you've heard that a few businesses that have gone to jump on a product like Xero, nothing to do with Xero being in fault.
Mm.
They just didn't realize that their connection wasn't, you know, as well as they hoped.
That's right.
And yeah, it's just a bad experience. So they've resulted back going to like an on-premise system, you know, just the entry level or whatever system they went on. Okay, jumping on to number 7, ability to download data easily.
Right.
What does that mean?
Well, yeah. Click of a button. That's the first thing that comes to mind.
Yeah.
Just click, I want my information.
Yeah.
And now does that translate to reports?
Yeah, it could do. That, for example, MYOB Advanced, you're able to run a sort of a report, not so much a report, a list of records. You can bring it up onto a screen. So think of it like your email list, right? You've brought up, you've logged into your Gmail or Outlook online, and you see all your list of emails in your inbox. So MYOB Advanced would show you information in a similar format. So for example, if it's, you know, all invoices processed in a day or payments that need to be done, you're able to download that to Excel straight away.
Yep.
You might want to manipulate that data. So that's one area that Advanced does, and people have put that down as, you know, being able to download data. The other thing could be being able to take a snapshot or a backup of your database and take that off the server and download it locally to your computer.
From the cloud servers.
From the cloud servers.
And so back it up in your own way, so just in case anything happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The other thing that comes to mind is, here we go, here's the plane flying over. The other thing that comes to mind is, you know, because you're able to upload files, JPEGs, PDFs and whatnot, being able to download them back down quite easy, or preview. So yeah, they're, you know, I suppose they're all factors of being able to download data.
And I guess some people who are uncomfortable with the cloud holding all their information, that's a plus for them when they know that they can download all the data from the cloud and keep it stored, you know, backed up wherever they need it.
Yeah, but you've got to be careful there. But the one thing, especially with Advanced, you can download, like, say, for example, taking a backup.
Yes.
You can download that backup file, but it's not like you can restore it locally. It's probably, you're taking a backup just to safeguard that, okay, just in case you do have to restore at one point, you've got a local copy that you can go back and restore back up to the cloud.
Mm.
Yeah. But downloading JPEG files, you know, your list of information down to Excel, that's all using just your standard Word documents and Microsoft Office applications. All right, moving on. Number 6, customizable for your business.
Oh, right.
Yeah, this is something that MYOB does quite well. With Advanced, you can create your own menus. You've got your own dashboards.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a Wikipedia type, you know, page that you can customize, you know, like a checklist or a process procedure. So there's a number of things that can be done, to the extent where you can actually build buttons, fields, information, wherever there's some free real estate on the screen, that's all customizable features of the product. Like we know with Xero, because it's sort of like a chalk and cheese type application, there's not much you can do to that. You know, whatever you see there is what you get. So people have put that down as the number six important characteristics of an online ERP system is to be able to customize it for your business.
I guess it's pretty up there. What's the rule? It's 80-20, isn't it? If it can do 80% of what you need it to do,
yeah,
then the other 20% can be
developed or customized. Yeah. Oh, sorry. The other important thing I forgot to add in there is what they call an API, application programming interface.
Yes.
So you'll find this with most online or most online applications, that you're able to connect and write or talk to the system through this API. So for example, a good example is a website. So you've got an e-commerce site.
Mm.
You want to be able to connect that with your ERP system. So stock information is uploaded to the e-commerce site, and then orders that are placed and payments that are done are pushed back into the ERP system.
And both systems have to have an API.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then the customization is that in between.
Is the middleware.
In the middleware, yeah.
Yeah. And look, most systems do have that functionality. So that's another important characteristics. Full business automation. So for example, it could be things like, we know that MYB Advance, you could receive an email, right? And that email can be placed straight into its email pool and then allocated to an account. So for example, the way we use our cases, email support comes in and that gets attached to the case. The other example would be batch processing. So you've say done all those invoices, but they don't get released until a certain time, and you can schedule that to run automatically.
So you can wait until the end of the day, and if you forget, I need to change something.
Exactly.
Oh, that's great. Because we've heard so many complaints of people saying, oh, I've just posted, now I have to reverse it.
That's right.
Just because I did a small mistake. You know, one spelling mistake.
Yeah, exactly right. So it could be, yeah. So unfortunately with an invoice, once it's processed, you know, you cannot change it. So this allows you to go and undo what you've processed. But there could be things like if a status or it gets to a certain type of workflow, that you can set rules so it goes and updates another piece of information.
Oh, okay.
So for example, purchase requisition.
Yes.
You'll put through an order, or a staff will put through an order. You probably want the manager to get a notification that there's an order put through for his approval.
Yeah.
So that could
be. And then they can approve it and then it continues down the line.
Exactly. Number four, ease of implementation. MYB, ease of implementation? No, not really. It's because it's a sophisticated system, it's not easy to set up. You know, each business that we go in has different sets of requirements. So it's not a cookie cut system that you just go in and say, here you go, here's your accounts, start creating your customers in there. Each business has specific workflows. Our core focus when we go in to a business is that how can we make you more efficient, right?
Yeah.
So with that efficiency is automation, information and stuff like that. So that all needs to be tailored to a certain degree, right? So that takes time.
Because it scales from a small to a large business. How is a large business something that's simple to implement? Yeah.
So you come up with a good point there, Patrick, that if it's a small business, yeah, pretty much it can be quite easy to set up because their requirements are very basic.
Yep.
You know. And the nice thing with Advanced, because it comes in different editions, once you outgrow your basic features, you can just go and increase the license, and then you've got, you know, extended functionality.
The next set of features and
That's right. So you don't have to now worry about, okay, now I've outgrown my entry-level system. Yeah. I need to now move on to another product and go through the pain of, you know, changing systems.
That's really good, because then you don't, every time you get to a point where, yeah, I need to take that next step.
Yeah.
You can still do it with the system you have. Instead of forking out the next, you know.
Yeah, exactly right. And the whole pain that comes with it. Because at the end of the day, people have to realize that, and people aren't silly, it's a disruption to the business. So even when we go in ourselves, we know that there's, you know, a certain level of disruption. So we've got to make sure that, you know, it's handled properly, that, you know, so there's a whole process to it.
Yeah.
But the nice thing with Advanced that we like is to be able to go in there as a small business with its light functionality right up to enterprise.
Yeah.
Okay. Number three, data sovereignty. This is a big one.
Just tell us what, I guess, sovereignty really means.
Yeah, so it's keeping your data and your system within the country, you know.
Yeah.
So that's basically it in a nutshell.
Because when you keep it in the country, it means it's sovereign, which is sovereign land, which means it's yours. So you can do whatever you want with it.
Really. Yeah, that's right. It's protected. It's protected within the sovereign nation.
So. Under the laws that the privacy laws that Australia has. And one of the big important things, I suppose, that MIOB had to do was host it here in Australia.
That's right. So we know with MIOB Advance, it's hosted in Sydney's Amazon Web Services data center. So, and then as, you know, more sign up, they're obviously probably going to appear in more of the Amazon data centers around the nation. But the key thing is that it's within Australia.
Yeah.
So we don't have to worry about it being in Singapore or overseas. And if there's a conflict, what does that mean to your system? So it'd be interesting to know, actually, because I haven't researched other popular ERP systems. Where are they situated? That's something I haven't really looked into.
Because hosting, for example, it could be a lot cheaper in America. It's almost half the price to host there.
Could be.
So, you know, if a company starts an ERP system and puts it over there just to sell it here, that, you know.
Yeah. Number two, functionality of an ERP system.
You know, I guess the selling point is the functionality. If you can do what you need it to do.
And I think that's one of MYOB Advance's strength. It's got some good functionality. It's got your whole warehousing inventory management system. So it's got some very smart replenishment processes or features in there. I mentioned warehousing. So great for distribution and retail type businesses. You know, it's got a CRM component in there, which is great for your salespeople.
Definitely.
It's got its mobility, so it's got an app for your
Apple devices,
for your Apples and your Androids. What else is there? It's got project management, which in my view, I think it's quite powerful, but it's an area we haven't explored. So it's an area that once we've got more exposure, we'll talk more about. And we know that MIB are working on a fully fledged job costing component to build into the product, which will be good. And there's a lot more. There's things like fixed assets and so forth. So the nice thing is with this, it ends up being a true ERP, that it's one system that's going to be able to manage multiple departments.
Compared to like Xero, where you can have all those features, but they're all by different companies and they're just add-ons.
Yeah.
Speaking through the API, I'm guessing.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, they're all third party. So, you know, not only price can end up getting quite expensive, but we know that things that are plugins and add-ons, the information doesn't necessarily flow through, you know, 100%. But no, look, I think with Advance, it's not a direct competing product with Xero. Unless you're coming from the lower end.
Well, yeah, you know, small to medium almost.
Yeah. But yeah, I suppose that's number two of the functionalities that's important to people. And data security, that was number one.
Wow.
Number one is data security. So yeah, I suppose it makes sense. Your financial information, you don't want it accessible or hacked in by anyone.
Yeah.
But what does that mean? Because a lot of people are concerned by hosting their critical financial business information in someone else's backyard. So should it be a concern? I suppose is more the question. Like it is, you know, number one on the list, but why do people do it? Why would people go to an online system if they don't have full control with it?
I guess the question you have to sort of ask yourself is my office any safer than Amazon's, you know, 300-hectare site security with their cameras? And
That's very true. And you'll probably find that, your premises, you know, isn't nowhere near secure. Because the checks and compliances that a company like Amazon has to go through, they would have much greater security certification than you'll probably find that the banks do.
That's right, because even the banks are hosted on Amazon. I saw one of their certain logos.
So if you can, you know, if you do your banking online and you know that's where it is, really, the ERP being online it's not
a no-brainer,
valid debatable question. So look, at the end of the day, it's what the individual feels is best for them.
But even if they're using Gmail isn't even hosted in Australia.
It's, exactly right.
It's somewhere.
Yeah. And how long have people been using Outlook, you know, online? It's the same thing,
yeah.
Really. So at the end of the day, when it comes to security, it's taking the proper security measures, things like decent you know, complex passwords.
Yes.
You know, not given out to anyone, not being able to be guessed by a hacker, and things like that. So
yeah, and keeping things separate. You wouldn't use the same passwords for your bank as your email as your ERP system.
Yeah,
definitely
correct.
Something.
So there's some, you know, no-brainers. But hey, I tell you what, when we say no-brainers, we probably should put together a list one day, and probably put a blog out there of, you know, what are the steps you can take to build a secure password list.
Oh, yes, yes.
You know, especially when you've got, you know, for your staff, you should be setting minimum standards of what their passwords should be.
And some websites are already doing this, but within your business, you should definitely follow suit in that sense.
Yeah.
It's quite important to keep your employees safe. Because you've got so many people accessing. If they one of them loses the password or gets, hacked or anything like that, that's a way into your business. And everybody else could have perfect passwords. One person could be the weak link.
Exactly right. Yeah. So you've got to be very careful. So that's number one on the list. There were some other important characteristics. I'm just going to list them out. One was cost. The other was the training. Whether can the training be done on site, and how's the support? Unlimited user access is another important one. Develop add-on apps. We talked about the APIs. Good out-of-the-box functionality. Mm. So you don't want to be able to customize everything, right? So it's got to have some good out-of-the-box functionality. Being allowed by rules that govern the industry is another one. And easy to maintain and upgrade, something that's tried and tested.
Yes.
All right. So that's, is there anything else, Patrick?
No, I think we've pretty much covered it all. And I think this was quite a big podcast topic that we've done so far.
Yeah.
It's quite important because it's a lot of questions that people would be asking if they're ever looking at it, not only just in cloud ERP, but just a system for their own business, like an on-premise.
Definitely. So those that are listening, if you have any questions, anything that you feel we missed that should be an important characteristic, please drop us a line or a comment.
And we'll even let MyOb know they missed out on some stuff.
That's right. Yeah. So we work closely with MyOb. We're really looking forward to, as the product advances, you know, we're enjoying the functionalities and what's lined up ahead with their releases. But no, again, look, we didn't want to make this sound too salesy. We are excited that we have a cloud product that we're able to go and provide, you know, solutions for companies that are looking for an online system.
That's right.
So that's what we're excited about. But we didn't want to make this podcast too salesy. We just wanted to inform you of what people look out for when they're shopping for an ERP.
And I guess that's the point of this podcast, to be informative and just give you some ideas that one day when you are talking to someone, not necessarily us, but you have some questions to ask them instead of them telling you all about it.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Can look back as like, how's the security? How's the ease of implementation?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Something for your own research.
Yeah, spot on. So if you're a business owner, CEO, someone in management that's been assigned to go and find a system, you know, your bookkeeper, accountant, and so forth. Yeah, they're really the questions that you should be asking to make sure that you're doing your research properly.
That's right. Well, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back next week, same time, same bad show, and we'll catch you then. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye.